Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-and-feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-and-feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is a podcast that seeks justice. Justice for the lives stolen by those in society that hide amongst us every day. Hidden in our towns, cities, and countrysides, the places that we work, and sometimes in our very own homes. This is Hidden Killers.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for joining us today. Kate Walinga, forensic psychologist, joining us to discuss the Alec Murdaugh case and some of the developments that we've seen come through in court in the last week or so. A lot of conflicting information coming out in court that conflicts with Alec's testimony of where he was and when. Let's first go to the testimony that we found about the weapons in the house. Weapons experts have said that the bullets that were used, the weapons that were used, were very likely from the weapon cache, and all the bullets match specifically the bullets that were in the weapons cache in the Murdaugh property. Kate, how often is it that a killer goes into a scene and decides, I'm going to use not only the weapons, but the bullets that happen to be here as well?
Usually if you show up at the scene and you use weapons on site, you use something like a knife or a baseball bat or something like that. You don't assume that you can access guns, even if it's a gun-happy part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You don't assume, you kind of assume that they'll be locked up or that they'll be kept separate from ammunition. Like, there's a lot of bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
To operating a gun as opposed to operating like a baseball bat or a knife.
Sure.
So that's a far cry. Like, I have a hard time with that one. Although right now, honestly, Alec Murdaugh could walk into my house, please don't, and could introduce himself and tell me my own name, and I would not believe him.
Yeah. There seems to be a lot of his stories falling apart as time goes on. Alec's voice on tape, literally moments before the murders, and obviously no one suspecting anything's about to happen. They were checking on a friend's dog in their kennel. Alec had already claimed, I believe he said he was out visiting his mother with the Alzheimer's at that moment in time. I don't know, how does the defense go back and rewrite those statements or represent that as, oh, that, yeah, he was there? Or did they go with that somebody else? Or I don't know how you pull that one back to correct it in the mind of the jury.
You try real hard. You try real hard to keep him off the stand, for mm-hmm. one. He's not going to play well on the stand. He's not going to reach a receptive audience in the jury or by the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Keep him off. He doesn't have he thinks he has sort of this good old boy, aw shucks, ma'am, feel to him at times. But he comes off as smarmy.
Mm-hmm.
Is the answer. And so any decent legal strategy will involve, here are the things we are not going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And we are only going to talk about them if we have to. And they're going to try to suppress evidence or minimize what evidence they can. But his option to pursue a trial in the first place is fascinating to me.
How so?
He's not stupid. You know, and at some point, he has to have sat down and looked at how the prosecution is going to play, because he knows the legal game. And so he would have sat down and looked at how is the prosecution going to play this, and realized at some point, you know, if I plead to a lesser charge, I might get out of here before I die. But he's not doing that. And that's such a strange choice to me. Like, I don't think that he's mentally ill to the point of not being competent to stand trial, because I fully believe that they would have done appropriate assessment
mm-hmm.
beforehand. But I do believe that was a stupid choice.
He seemed to make a lot of stupid choices in the last a couple of years of his life. And I know that the claim is he was addicted to opioids. Have we ever seen any proof that he was addicted to opioids other than him saying he was addicted to opioids? Do we have anything that says, yes, in fact, you were addicted to opioids?
I mean, not that I've seen,
but
like, I'll tell you a thing about me is that I went through a phase in my like late 20s, early 30s, before it was as difficult to get, where I was prescribed very high level opioids
mm-hmm.
because I have an autoimmune disorder and I broke my back.
Yep.
Don't do those things. Just a public service announcement.
The more you know.
Yeah, right. Terrible idea. But I functioned fully well. At work,
mm-hmm.
I was able to function well as a parent because I knew when and when not to take them.
Yeah.
You know, and you learn how to avoid withdrawal but not getting high, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to give like a how-to to listeners, sure. So like that's as far as we'll go.
Okay.
But to say though that if you didn't know me, you wouldn't have known.
Sure.
And I don't, like, I am... Shame isn't the right word. I don't buy into shame or guilt, but I'm not proud
mm-hmm.
of having lived my life that way. But at the same time, when your doctor says this is what you should do, then this is what you should do.
Yeah.
And if I should do it this much, maybe doing it a little bit more would feel even better.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. So, you know, it's sort of a confusing time. And now I'm at the other end of the spectrum where, like, I literally had spinal surgery back in August, and getting 2 weeks worth of pain meds to deal with open surgical wounds mm-hmm. meant regular visits to the doctor.
Sure.
You know, so like we've reached a very different point in time. But all of that to say that I know that it's easy to function at a very high level in terms of education and in terms of professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
My professionalism was never called out because I was never high at work.
Sure.
You know, that I never brought in, like, it was always prescribed pills, it was always legal, and I never even considered it. And that's extremely common.
Sure.
Like, it was extremely common then, and I have to imagine now that if you got connections, it could happen. That being said, I'm not going to take him at his word. Like I said, he could walk in the room right now, much to my chagrin, and tell me, hi, your name is Kate. And I'd be like, no, absolutely not.
What I wonder about with that, because I know it's very easy to fall in that path, especially when doctors say, take this, you'll need it. And then getting off of them can be horrendous. I only took them for a week after I had my appendix out. And just getting off of them from that week was the most pain I've ever been in. It was worse than the actual surgery. So I can't imagine someone who's been on them for long periods of time and trying to get off. That would be a very, very difficult thing. What I do question in this whole thing is him spending literally millions of dollars on opioids over the course of a handful of years. That part to me does not seem to add up. Do you feel that there's more to Alex drug interactions or dealings or what have you, then is meeting the eye right now?
Until I'm shown some sort of proof otherwise, I don't even believe that he was on them in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, the opiates don't make you inherently violent.
No.
In fact, they make you want to sit on the couch.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
Really what they want to do. And that, like, nobody has talked about, oh, yeah, he showed up at family parties, whacked out, or, like, I gave him a single drink and he seemed drunk after one drink, and yeah. I don't understand what happened there. Like, I haven't heard anything like that. And
yeah.
So I feel that feels to me like the experience of the throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks.
I do wonder, I mean, because the claim is, where did all this money go is the question. And I guess an easy one to look at would be, was he dealing this stuff? Is he some sort of, I don't know how Breaking Bad we're going to go with this story, but it almost feels like, is he some sort of drug dealer? Is he some sort of, I mean, I don't know if cartel is the right thing, but is he kind of like the South Carolina low country Heisenberg or something that he has going on there with all of this money? And it being claiming to be connected to opioids for himself, but that just doesn't seem to add up.
You know, I'm going to say a terrible thing. I never purchased off script.
Sure.
Everything I ever purchased was purchased through a pharmacy by prescription, in large part because I don't know people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But if I had to, am I going to go for somebody who's a little scruffed up and a little furtive and a little in the shadows of society? Or am I going to go for somebody who's like glad-handing used car salesman type, which is the vibe that Murdaugh gives to me? Look, Murdaugh's not getting my money.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, to me, the profile. I wouldn't trust him. I would immediately look at him and think, oh, you're a plant.
Yeah.
You're working with the DEA.
Yeah. There's nothing that's surprising me with Murdaugh at this point, where more and more rocks are uncovered and it's like, oh, you did this too. Okay. Well, I guess this could possibly be underneath a rock somewhere. It's hard to know at this moment in time. What's your take on his body language that he's been exhibiting in court throughout this entire process? It's been very interesting to watch, depending on what's being said. Sometimes he seems to be very emotional, very caught up into things, and sometimes not at all. When they showed the the images of his dead son and wife, he was just kind of like, oh, there's an ad for Taco Bell on the screen. But then there was also a time where he was being, when they were playing the tape, specifically of the dog kennels and his voice on the dog kennels, he was almost shaking and rocking back and forth like a upset child in the corner.
I mean, he's not normal emotionally. I think that's one, like, we need to not look at him and be like, oh, here's how normal people act, because sure, it's not that. But also, I wonder if the comparison between him and the suspect in the Idaho murders falls, you know, he's had longer to think about his errors, his screw-ups, the ways his plan didn't work. So is he upset at hearing the 911 tape? Or is he upset because he just noticed a place where he could have done it better?
True.
And I don't know. I literally don't know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. But I would need to sit down and talk with him in order to know that. And that's absolutely not going to happen. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
That's absolutely not going to happen. They're not going to call me. Mm-hmm. Which I'm fine with. You know, like, yeah. I don't want to go hang out down with the Murdaughs or yeah, or the like. But there is a sense of not being upset, sad upset, emotional upset, mm-hmm, but being frustrated.
Yeah.
I got something wrong. I just noticed I missed a piece. If I had only done this one thing a little better, then everything else would be fine.
And I think that's reflective of where we're seeing his biggest reactions, is where he's being called out on things that I think he was not foreseeing.
He doesn't want to be called stupid. And like, some of us can handle that. Like, I know that I'm not mm-hmm stupid. And so when someone calls me and tells me that I am, I'm like, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it happened very recently that I got feedback based on a podcast appearance that I need to work harder on speaking in an even calm way because the pauses in my voice make it impossible to listen to me for one more second.
That's why you don't.
I'm not making this up at all.
That's why you don't read feedback.
You know, well, but the thing is, like, I don't read reviews, but yeah, this came as a direct message.
Sure.
Which I do read. And my response to that is, hey, you know, I had traumatic brain injury 13 years ago. The fact that I can speak at all,
yep,
is a win. So, okay, I wish you luck on finding a show where they speak exactly the way that you want them to.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm proud of having overcome the stuff that I've overcome. There are other people in the world. There are women and men for whom, if you say to them, is that what you're wearing? You've ruined their whole week.
Mm-hmm.
There are men and women where if you look at them and you're like, idiot, You've just taken up permanent mental space rent-free in their brain for the rest of their life.
Sure.
And so that's a thing that, like, police know that, forensic psychologists know that sometimes that's how you get them to tell you things, is to imply or say, you know, I know you made a mistake, but you could make it better now. We could come up with a better story right now.
Kate Wallinga, forensic psychologist, thank you so much for your insight into this case. Always very much appreciated. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. You can get a commercial-free version of the podcast if you subscribe through Apple Podcasts and our premium channel right there, True Crime Today. You'll get access to all of our stories that we are following for you and all of our episodes ad-free as well. Until next time, for all of us here, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-B-C. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.